Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, August 18. Coming up, Jamaica House Rio to increase visitors to the island, courts to be equipped with modern technology, and 21 former inmates and wards of the state receive business startup grants. The details after the break.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he is anticipating increased tourist arrivals to Jamaica based on the positive response to the Jamaica House established in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, during the 26 Olympic Games. Jamaica House Rio, established by the Jamaica Tourist Board at the Jockey Club in Brazil, exposes visitors to diverse aspects of Jamaican culture in an interactive format. It runs from August 10 to 21. The activities offered at Jamaica House include destination presentations on Jamaica, dance classes, consumer promotions, VIP client hosting, and viewing of Olympic Games. Mr. Holness says Jamaica's reputation as a vacation destination received a major boost during his recent visit to Brazil, which he expects will translate into actual trips to the country.
What I witnessed firsthand was travel agents coming in, asking questions about Jamaica, about our packages, having our food, literally getting tutorials on Jamaica. I'm certain that the performance of Usain Bolt and having our Jamaica House activities in Rio would have influenced many more Brazilians to travel.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the Economic Growth Council quarterly press briefing Wednesday. British billionaire and head of the Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson, says his primary interest in the BMR wind farm in Potsdam, St. Elizabeth, is to be part of a global push to achieve carbon neutral status by 2050. In his address at the recent opening of the facility, Sir Richard pointed out that clean air is something that has no boundaries.
Personally, I don't need to make money out of clean energy. If it makes a bit of money, fine. If it doesn't, fine. We just want to get the windmills out there, get the solar out there, get the wave energy out there, and create a green energy revolution that brings the cost of energy down for everybody.
The $89 million US BMR wind farm is the largest privately funded renewable energy project in Jamaica. It is expected to reduce the country's reliance on fossil fuels by about 5 million barrels or $500,000 over the next 20-year life of the plant. 21 former inmates and wards of the state have received business startup grants valued at over $600 million through an Organization of American States OAS initiative. The program, dubbed Pitch It, was part of International Youth Day activities held recently to improve the lives of young people in conflict with the law. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. has rated the program a success and is commending the ministry's partners for their contribution to empower the nation's youth.
The partnership between the government of Jamaica and our international and local partners continues to be valuable. We truly appreciate all that you are giving to our youngsters.
Senator Charles Jr. says the program will allow young people to become independent and help to lessen the stigma that often comes with living in particular communities or in an institution. And government is seeking to equip the nation's courts with the relevant technology as part of measures to increase efficiency. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the main parish courts and all the supreme courts will be equipped with audiovisual technology so that everything that is said and done will be recorded. Mr. Chuck was speaking in a recent interview on the JIS television program Issues and Answers.
During a trial, you will not need the judge to be taken longhand any longer. Whatever is recorded, the technology is such that immediately it can be transcribed into written print so that at the end of the day, the transcript will be ready. If in fact the judge needs time to revise and look at the transcript, it can be printed.
The Justice Minister says this will allow cases to progress more easily. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.